This is Cliff Evans. I'll be talking with Ted Savage going in 5. Ted Savage, you've been playing pro ball only 3 years. You started in 1960 Williamsport, 61 Buffalo, AAA, 1962 the Phillies, and now here you are with the Pirates. Now, have you found Major League Baseball that easy to get to?
No, it's not easy at all. I think I've been very lucky. I had a pretty good year in A ball, and I had a pretty fair year in AAA ball, and last year I think I did fairly well with the Phillies, and I don't think it's easy at all. I guess if you get some of the breaks, then you can go to the big leagues. You need the breaks.
But luck doesn't take your place in the batter's box. You do your own fielding, you do your own hitting. It must be more than just being lucky.
Well, I imagine you have to have some ability along with luck, but I think if you would talk to most baseball players and you would ask them which one would they rather have, I think they would say luck along with some ability.
Yes, I remember Bertie Tebbutt's first saying that if there's any quality that he could have, and this was after he had quit being a player, now he was a manager, he said he would like luck going for him. You were originally an infielder, but you were converted to the outfield. You have a strong arm and you're fast. Where would you rather play?
Well, At first I was very reluctant about moving from the infield, but I had never played pro on the infield, so now I'm an established outfielder as far as not being ever playing in the infield in pro baseball. So I think I would rather stay in the outfield rather than I'm out there.
Let me ask you this. You hit 266 last year. The year before that, you batted 325 when you were with Buffalo. Is there any one quality that is most important from your point of view to being a good hitter?
I can't actually pick out any one quality. I would say there are several qualities. You have to watch the ball all the way. You have to know your pitchers, and you have to know your own qualifications, what you can do. For example, if you're not a home run hitter, you've got to give up the idea of swinging for the long ball and just try to make contact. For a guy that has good speed, if he make contact, I say 90% of the time, he should be able to get, I say, a leg out, as we say in baseball, leg out about 4 or 5 or maybe 15 hits a season, which will help his average tremendously.
Well, you're fast, Ted Savage, and you've proven that you can hit the long ball. You hit 24 home runs when you were with Buffalo. Kirby Farrell, who managed you in Buffalo, speaks well of you as a person, speaks well of you being fast and also as a hitter. You came up with Philadelphia. From 24 home runs with Buffalo, you went to 7. From 31 stolen bases with Buffalo, you went to 16. Any special reason for this drop?
I don't think that I'm a home run hitter. I think that I would have hit more than what I did in my first year in the majors if I had played every day, but I didn't. So naturally, you fall off. As far as the stolen bases goes, I didn't run as much as I did when I was in AAA. I am not saying that I would have stolen more bases, but I actually believe that I could have if I had been given the opportunity to run more. But we didn't as a team run that much last year, and I didn't play every day last year either, so therefore you have to kind of cut those in half, and whatever you come out with, you have to be satisfied with it.
When you were younger, when you were a kid, did you aspire to being a Major League Baseball player?
Yes, I did. I was born and raised around St. Louis, and I used to go to the ballpark quite a lot. And I used to see Ron Norvey and Stan Musial and Red Chambers and all the fellas work out. And I said to myself, and I told several people, that I would have liked to have been a baseball player someday. And I think one of my ambition was to play in Busch Stadium, or at that time, Sportsman Park, sometime in the future.
Did you feel that because you're a Negro that it was not available to you or would take you longer?
I didn't, at the time, I didn't think that way. I think at first I was too young to even worry about race or color. And then about, as I came along and time progressed, then I was able to go right into it because the color line had already been broken.
You were graduated from Lincoln University with a BS degree in education. Have you given thought to trying for a master's?
I have given it serious thought. I plan to go and get my master's sometime in the future. But right now, I'm concentrating on one thing, that is making the Pirates and trying to be an established star, or become an established star in baseball, and try to work out all the fine, bad points that I had and determine to find good points. And right now, I can't afford to take time out to go and work on my master's, so I'm going to give baseball all I have.
Ted Savage, what does it mean to you to be a Major League Baseball player?
Well, that's a tough question.
What does it mean to you as a person?
As a person, I would say it means that there's tremendous prestige in playing baseball, and I am doing something that I like to do. So it is not quite as hard on me as it is, I would say, on someone that is doing something that he does not like to do. It is a means of support for my family. It is a job, so therefore it has to be a means of supporting for my family. But I would have to say I enjoy it tremendously, and I enjoy playing the game, and I'm glad that I can play a game that I like and still be my regular job for supporting my family and myself.
Well, Ted Savage, as a New Yorker, I can't root for the Pittsburgh Pirates, but I can root for Ted Savage. So, to you, all good luck, 1963 and the years ahead. This is Cliff Evans in Fort Myers, Florida, the spring training camp of the Pittsburgh Pirates, reporting for station WLIB in New York.